friends of yours, were they?
He said. Vale eyed the other coolly.
Don't have friends. They were my enemies.
One or two of the vermin horde beasts who had followed Swart since the early days began nudging each other and nodding toward the two ferrets. Apart from their age difference, they were almost identical, the one being almost a younger edition of the elder. Swart fixed the young ferret with his piercing gaze.
What's your name, and how did you get here?
The young ferret stared boldly back at the warlord.
I came in over the waterfall. They call me Vale Sixclaw, the outcast.
There was an audible gasp from the horde beasts as Vale continued.
I know who you are. You're Swart Sixclaw, the warlord.
They stood with their eyes locked, staring each other down. Swart smiled mirthlessly, his voice heavy with sarcasm.
You're a hard-faced brat, aren't you? Vale, who gave you a name like that?
Before Vale could reply, Greyjaw came splashing along from the far end of the cave, shouting,
Chief! Chief, the badger and those heirs are coming up river. They'll be here in a couple of hours.
Swart pointed to the ledges and craggy galleries leading into the darkness overhead.
Come on, let's see which way that takes us.
Vale stood in Swart's path.
What about me? I can fight.
The warlord brushed him aside contemptuously.
Stay out of my way, brat. I've got enough trouble to deal with.
Vale smiled thinly.
Aye, so it seems. Looks like the badger defeated you and you're on the run. Some warlord.
Swart almost lost his balance. Stung by the insult, he shot a venomous glare at the young ferret as he began climbing.
Step careful around me, whelp. A smart tongue could be the death of you.